Claro. Okay, Rosa, shalom. Thank you. Okay, so last week we discussed the din of Chayla b'Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av Shenitche. So tonight I want to discuss the halachas of this Shabbos. Because this Shabbos is a unique type of situation where it's the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av, but obviously we're not observing Tisha B'Av till Sunday, which is Asiri B'Av. So the question is there any restrictions that are noheg on the Shabbos, besides the regular Shabbos restrictions, but mitzad that it's the ninth of Av?
This is pretty often. It's like this, that,
yeah, it happened last year.
Three, one out of four, what?
Happened last year.
That means I'm saying something like one out of three, one out of four Tisha B'Av sort of mitzvah.
Yeah. So a lot. Yeah, have to make a, you know, it makes it easy in terms of, you know, paskening for choylim and for, you know, pray. You know, if you have more coolers, it makes it easier. Okay, so there is a discussion in the poskim. So there are two main discussions that revolve around this. Around this discussion. One is marital relations. That's number one, and number two is Talmud Torah. Are there any restrictions in terms of dvarim between a man and a wife? And are there any restrictions in terms of learning? On Tisha B'Av, we don't learn normally. So is there any restrictions about? Because basically these two things are called Dvarim Shebetzina. These things are private things, and we have precedent in halacha that even when avelus doesn't apply, but Dvarim Shebetzina applies. For example, take a look in the first daf here in Ksubas, page 1, Dalet Amud Aleph. Misayei leil Rabbi Yochanan, Domer Rabbi Yochanan, Avol Picha Amru Ein Avelus B'Moed, Al Devol Dvarim Shebetzina Noyek. Say, for example, if somebody, Rechman Al-Tzlan, loses a relative on Chol HaMoed, say, Chol HaMoed. So the Shiva is not going to be observed till after. The last day, Yom Tov Achron, counts as one day without any observances, and then there's going to be six more days after. But the Shaila is but there's still three, four more days of Chol HaMoed left, say, and there's the second days of Yom Tov left. So what's the halacha then? Are there any Isurei Avelus? So normally, on Yom Tov, we're not knowing Avelus, because it's a stira to Simchas Yontif. But the Gemara says over here that Dvarim Shebetzina Onoyeg, that types of Avelus, restrictions that are done privately, are Noeg. So in the case, the simple pshat for this Gemara would therefore mean that if somebody died, Rachman al-Tzlan, in the middle of Chol HaMoed, and there's a couple of days left of Chol HaMoed, and then there's a couple of days from Yantif, that the relations between husband and wife would be prohibited in that time, even though it's you're not sitting Shiva yet, but that's the concept of Dvarim Shebetzina Noeg. Because the Dvarim Shebefahesia can't be Noeg, because that shares the Simchas Yantif. But Dvarim Shebetzina are Noeg. So the question is, do we make a parallel from this Gemara to Tisha B'Av? Do we say that just like when the Gemara says, if somebody dies on Cholamoed, and you push off the Avelis till afterwards, and you're not counting Shiva then, but still, Lamaisa, the person died and was buried. And so the Shaila is, do we, have you said, Mark, sit over here, you look like with, you got a chair? Yeah. So that's the Shaila. Right? Because the Gemara says that if somebody dies on Yantif and it's pushed off, so even though we're not counting Shiva, but Dvarim Shebetzino Anoyim. So there is a Gemara in Megillah. Let's take a look on page 2 here. On Heyamid Aleph, going over the Heyamid base. Amar Rab Lazar, Amar Rechanina, Rabbi Noto Nitia Bepurim, Verachot Bekronish Al Tzipor Beshivah Zabatav, Bikish Lakor Tishabov. Right? Bikish Lakor Tishabov. The Rabbi wanted to get rid of Tishabov. V'lo Hodu Lo. And the Chachamim wouldn't agree with him. So the Gemara said, Amar Fah, Rabbi Abba Barzav, the Rabbi Lo Kachaya Maisa, El Tishabov Shachal Yos Beshabbos Ahava V'dachni Lachar Shabbos V'omer Rebbe Ho V'nidche Yidche V'lo Hodu L'Chacham. In other words, it wasn't that Stam he wanted to get rid of Tishabov, that on years that Tishabov would be Tishabov Shenidche, then he wanted to say that that once it's pushed off, that we're not doing it on the time there, then we shouldn't have to do it at all. That was Rebbe's proposal. And it was rejected. Lohu dulo chachamim. Kari alei tovim hashnayim min ha'echad. So, in other words, you want to say a chiddush, so you should just bounce it off somebody else and see if other people like what you have to say. Okay. Okay. So take a look now in the Tosefta on page 4. In base. Tisha b'av shechal yos b'shabbos ochel odom kol tzarcho v'shosa kol tzarcho. You eat as much as you want, you can drink as much as you want. Umala al shulchano kesuda shlomo b'shaito. And you can have whatever you want, because normally we know on right before the fast we have suda mafsekis, and suda mafsekis you can't have basar, you can't have shnei tafshilin. There are limitations in the Sudam of Sekis. But on Shabbos, there's no restrictions. Mal al shulchanu kesuda shlom v'shaito, ve'ein moneya me'atzmo klum. And you don't deprive yourself of anything. So the shayla is, what does that mean, ein moneya me'atzmo klum? Is that going back on the food aspect? Or ein moneya me'atzmo klum means, no, there's no restrictions, meaning even the marital aspects, or is marital aspects not even discussed? That's the question. What does it mean, ve'ein moneya me'atzmo klum? That you don't have to deprive yourself from anything. Is that just a conclusion of what he said previously, going on the achila aspect? Or ein moneya anything, and anything, even other areas of not areas of eating, ein moneya me'atzmo klum? That's the Shaila. How to interpret this Tosefta. So let's learn more. And we'll see. What's the pshat here? So take a look in the Rosh on page 5. The Russian page 5 says, Tosefta per Gimel Datainis, Chalios Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos. Ochal Adam Kol Tzarcho Malo Al Shulchano Afil Kusuda Shlomo B'Shaito. Ve'inu Monim Atzmo Klom Klomar. She'inu Nimna Mirchitza V'Sicha V'Tash Mishamita Ve'in Tzarch Linhog Dvarim Shol Tzina. So he learns Einam Onem Atzmo Klom means that there's no restrictions. On this Shabbos, there are no restrictions, even though it's the calendaric day of Tisha B'Av, but Einam Onem Atzmo Klom. You can do whatever you want, including intimacy. However, Rabbeinu Meir, that's Marami Rutenberg, Zal Kosov Behilchas Avela, Shalok Kosov Rav Yitzchak Mivina, the Orzarua, the Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Alfa Pisha Anu Dochin Oso Ad Lamachar Oso Yom Oso B'Tash Mishamita. So he disagrees, and he says Oso Yom is also B'Tash Mishamita. Why? Mi did the Havi Akover Meso Berego Shanu Dochin Mavelos Ad Lachar Regel Afil Hachidol Advarim Shabbatzin Berego. So he says that this should be, in other words, parallel to the Yontif scenario. And Tisha B'Av and Avelus of on a Yontif, you can make a comparison between the two. Number of Chizapar Kamadatinus, Akar Loshan Mori. So Hadover Yotza Mipi Mori Hakadosh V'Chol Adatz Yisrael Yaso Oso Kadeshi Kedai Hu Beis Elokeinu Laber Elav Ona Achaz B'Shana. So he says Kedai to be Machmer, even though he thought originally he should be Mekel, but his Rebbe, that's the Rosh's Rebbe, the Marami Rutenberg, was Machmer. So he said, maybe we should be machmir. He says, "Afal pishi yeshli lahashiv." In other words, maybe the comparison is not such a good comparison to Yontif. Why? The Tisha B'Av avel chalukim bekamad varim. Can I read in Perek Acholitz? The Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av lios besoch also l'saber also l'chabes umutu l'ares. V'kodem hazman hazeh mutu l'saber l'chabes also lison v'litom cholam matim basokim. In other words, you have other restrictions the whole week that Tisha B'Av is Shavu Shechalbo, you can't do laundry, but you can still do Erisin. V'kodem hazman hazeh mutu l'saper l'chabes v'asu liso v'litain v'chol ha'mamatim ba'asakim. So if you look in the yeah, so it comes out that there's this machloikis here. The Marami Rutenberg, if you want to see inside, is here on page 6. Kasum Mori Harav Rav Yitzchak Mivina the Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Alfapi Shanu Dochen Oso L'Machroso Oso Yom Oso B'Tash Mishamita Mid Havei Akover Meso Berego, etc. So that's what he says. Yikerachanam HaShabbos L'Gabi Tisha B'Av Havei Kiregel V'Oso B'Tash Mishamita, etc. And now he explains to you, if you want to see more, what was the counter argument. Let me correct one thing I said, that the Rosh, see, the Rosh said his opinion, and then he quoted the Maharam Rutenberg, and the Maharam Rutenberg is quoting the Or Zeruah, Mori HaRav Yitzchak Mivina, is the Or Zeruah. And he says, and it's the Maharam Rutenberg speaking about his Rebbe. I said the Rosh was speaking about the Maharam. No, it's really the Maharam Rutenberg speaking about the Or Zeruah. That even though he thinks one could argue with the comparison, but he says his Rebbe said it, the Or Zeruah, Hadavar Yotza Mipi Mori V'Chakadosh V'Chol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oso. And he says even though you could argue and say that Tisha B'Av and regular Avelis is different, because Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha Oso L'Saper L'Chabes U'L'Ares Rukodim Dekodim Mutu L'Saper L'Chabes U'L'Ares Foso Lisa V'Litein V'Chol Amatim Iskim V'Kabe Avelis Amrina Ibcha Hasam Rav Yossi Omer Chol Anoshim Yisarsu Chutzman Almanim Ne'ivu Chol Amid Yom Alma Afopi Demutu L'Chabes L'Achar Zayin V'Lisa V'Litein Oso L'Ares. In other words, you see that you can't have Erison in Avelis. So you see, Avelis is more chomer. So maybe only by Avelis do we say that the Tashmish is also, but maybe by Tisha B'Av is more lenient. But the Gemara says that the difference between Avelis Chadosha, that means Chas V'Shalom when someone loses a relative, and Avelis Yishona. So he thinks that it's not necessarily just because a certain halacha is said by regular Avelis, that is if somebody dies on Chol HaMoed and Shiva's not going to be till afterwards, still there's an Isa Tashmish Amita in the interim, that doesn't mean that on the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av that there should be. But, you know, Nochan L'Achmir, his Rebbe said it, even though he's not, he thinks maybe you could argue. He says at the last two lines, Mir Nochan L'Achmir, Bekindivre Mori, Shafilu Hu Mekel Vani Machmir. If my Rebbe would be Mekel and I'm Machmir, we should still follow my Rebbe. Kol Shekein Shehu Machmir Vani Mekel. So, that's what he says. But if you look in the Ramban, on page 7, look in the Ramban. Ramban writes with Feirish, Tosefta Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Ochel Odom Kol Tzorcho V'Shosos Kol Tzorcho U'mal Al Shulchono Afilu Kutsudas Shlomo B'Shaito V'Einu Moneh Me'atzmo Klub Perish Einu Moneh Me'atzmo Mechitza V'Sicha V'Tashmish V'lo Amrina Dvam Sheb Tzimna Noeg. So that's what we saw in the Rosh. So that's Beferish in the Ramban. And the Torah quotes this whole discussion on page 8 and 9. And at the end bracket on page 9, the end bracket, he says, V'chein Amma Davar. You see on page 9 in the Torah, the end bracket, three lines down of the wide lines. The Torah claims that the minig is to be mekel. V'chein kosev Ramban. The Bach writes, look at the Bach, Beis Chodesh, in on the Devar, kosev Marshal, v'idna amma Devar li'isser. But he thinks today the minig changed to be more machmer. And he quotes from the Sefer HaMinhagim of Isaac Tirna. Take a look on page 12. That's a very chashuv sefer. The Sefer HaMinhagim of Rav Isaac Tirna. He writes, im Chal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos Osu B'Tashmim Shamita V'Machrisim B'Beis HaKnesses B'Lo Shabbos Devarim Shabtzin Anoik. He said he quotes Isaac Tirna has a lot of Minhagim. It's a Sefer of Minhagim. So how old is that? It's already quoted in the Bach. So
Yeah.
You can look on your phone. Whenever I'm giving shiur and we have a question, when somebody lives, somebody, the guy takes out his phone, types it in, and in a minute he'll tell me exactly the date. So I give Ben Blumenthal the keyboard of telling me when the he'll tell me the exact dates.
1300,
something
like that, 1400.
Yeah.
So long time ago.
Yeah, so it's a kadmon, it's a chashuv sefer in Minhagim. And if so what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So let's look on now on the page of Shulchan Aruch.
14th century.
Okay, there we go. So on page 13. So Mechaber Paskins on page 13. Sifu Tes. Im Chal Tishba B'Shabbos Mutter B'Chula Nafil B'Tashmish Hamita. So the Mechaber Paskins of Kula. And the Ramah says V'yesh Osrim Tashmish Hamita V'chei Nogim. And the Ramah is Machmer. So there are different Mahalchim and so the Ramah is Machmer and the Mechab is Mechel. And the Mogen Avraham says, "Umachris Hashem is the Ram Shabbatzin Anoik." Uposuk b'shlodim this damno lel tvilosa belel Shabbazu tovel zumushameshos. That if it's the mikveh night is this Friday night, then he thinks even if from the machmirim you could be mekel. That's the shalah, and that you can see the shalah here. So the different mahalchim and different rabbanim have different. The simple pshat would be that the Sfarim would be Mekel and Ashkenazim would be Machmir, but there are some, everybody holds even Ashkenazim could be Mekel, but the different sheet is on this matter. Look in the Vilna Gaon. Let's see how the Vilna Gaon learns on page 14. The Shaila is this. Yeah, Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so are there any restrictions on the Shabbos? So we're going to eat on Shabbos.
Is it off completely, or is it
right, there are any restrictions. So if you look in the Bir Agro, he says, Yesh Oshim Kro Shekosu Be'eva Regal Al Zuxubis Shabbos Moed Kotten Svar HaRishona Svile the Dvarim Shebeino Veinatzmo Kal Me'avelis. So it was the first svar that means the mechaber says you can't compare the two. You can't compare. Ain't tosas yivamus. First, loshen a tosefta. Tisha b'av shachal yisem shaf ocho vein monea meas mokum. Behed yehitir hakol. So the gro learned shot in the tosefta that hitir hakol that it's mutter. That's mutter. So
it's
there's
going to be much of that.
Right.
It's the same question.
Right. Right. So the poskim didn't. I mean, in other words, the question is: those that were machmir and devarim shabbatzino, is there anyone who would say don't go to the mikvah? That we don't see that.
The svar would be like that, no?
Yeah, but we don't see anyone saying that. We don't see it because. I mean, still, it's nogeya for harchakas and other things that would become mutter even So in other words, we don't find anyone saying that she should, Friday night, this Friday night, she shouldn't go to the mikveh. Clearly, everyone agrees she should go to the mikveh. And the shaila is there any, restraint of actual cohabitation? Okay, so that's the first part. Now we're going to discuss a little bit about learning. Is there any, like somebody asked me, they give a daf yomi shir. Give a daf yomi shir late afternoon. So is it proper to give the daf yomi shir on this Shabbos? I pull up a chair, get up another chair. Standing room only here. Oh boy.
How did all the signs of Avelis and Tisha B'Av, though, can those all be considered Davish B'Tzina?
What?
Can all of them be considered Davish B'Tzina in one way or another?
What do you mean?
Rechitza, Achila, Talmud Torah, Tashmi Shemitah, all of those can be considered Davish B'Tzina.
Yeah.
No?
Well, Tashmi Shemitah and Tashmi Shemitah is Davish B'Tzina. And Talmud Torah.
Rechitza is not?
Well, Rechitza depends. Rechitza has restrictions on Silcha Shabbos.
No, so I'm saying, but the people that would say you can go to the mikveh for a man, I'm talking about on Shabbos or whatever, on Tishkov, shouldn't that be different? Shouldn't that be, and even just washing your hands, those kinds of things?
Oh, okay, so let's see. So take a look in the Maram Lublin. Maram Lublin is, you learn the Gemara, Marshaw, Maram in the back. So he's the same person. Maram Lublin. So he wrote Tshuvas, the Maram Lublin. So he has a short tshuva on this topic. He says, Mashamar the lesser lumod betishabo shachal yos b'shabes kol hayom. Or it's the person said you should only learn things on Shabbos that you would learn on Tisha B'Av, like the third parak of Moed Katan. Kiyotzili didon the kaimel dvarim shabbatzino noeg filim dvarim shabbatzino. Or as he says, if we're assuming that there's an issa tashmi shamita, so then there should be an issa talmud Torah, right? Because if you hold Tashmish Amita's mutter, so then maybe Talmud Torah is also mutter. But the Ramah was asering Tashmish Amita on this Shabbos, so then maybe Talmud Torah should also be also. So let's see. So that was the question that they posed to the Maram Lublin. Is there a limitation in learning? Like I told you, somebody called me up, they give a Daf Yomi Shir. Is it proper to give the Daf Yomi Shir on the Shabbos? So let's see. Tshuva, da uhuvi, halo afilu bedvarim shebetzino, mamish. Tainu tashmi shamita rabu hamatir. He says it's not so poshut that that tashmish is also. We saw the Ramban says it's mutter. Others, parashti and bedvarav v'chein amadvar, right? The tour, v'chein pasuk beis Yosef shulchan aruch shalol lahatir. Kein avlo lidan shanu nogim liisur havadul olosif alah. There's no. He says even if you want to be matir, to be machmir with Tashmish Amita, which is Dvarim Shabbatzinah, and usually Talmud Torah is also considered Dvarim Shabbatzinah, you don't have to be machmir with Talmud Torah. Because Tashmish Amita itself is not so pasha that it's aser. So don't extend it beyond that. Now that's what the Maram Lublin says. So then, according to Maram Lublin, the learning could take place as regular.
What about the Daf Yomi?
Oh, so Shaila was that he was giving a Daf Yomi in someone else's shul. So I said to him, so you got to follow. He asked the Rav of the shul what he feels the minhag should be in the shul. That's what I told him. So I don't know what the Rav told him.
That's up to the Rav.
Right, yeah. Because look, there are machmirin, as we'll see. There are mekilim. So it's not a strict. So it's a question of a minhag. What's the minhag amokum? Is the minhag amokum to in your own house? If he was asking me what to do, he's learned Daf Yomi in his own house privately, so then I can tell him what I think, you know, what to do or not to do. But if it's in a public shiur, which is taking place in someone else's shul, then he should ask the Rav of the shul what he thinks should be done in that particular shul.
So, obviously, we say that the Kedusha of Shabbos is too strong for it to be a fast day, and therefore we're pushing it off. But since we're pushing off, we're only pushing off. So by pushing off the fast, you also push off the halachas, or we retain the halachas, even though, because we're still saying it is Tisha B'Av, but...
Right, so the question is, in other words, we have a halacha, we start off by saying that if somebody, Rachman Litzlan, dies on Chol HaMoed, right? So then the Shiv is not going to be till after Yontif. So what's in the interim? So the Gemara says, and the Ramban holds like this Gemara, that's how we paskin, that the Dvarim Shebetzinna are noeg in the interim. That means there can't be cohabitation, etc., in those days, in the duration of the holiday. So the shaila is over here. Do you have such a concept, or do you say no? That this,
it's a
communal thing. This is nothing. Once Tisha B'Av is pushed off, it's pushed off. So it's not Tisha B'Av today. So why should you have to be machmir in anything? So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. There's a pasha pshat in the Tosefta. That's the mutter in everything. That's the simple pshat. There shouldn't be any restrictions. I'll be pashtus.
Do you even say more than it's more than mutter also? It's also, you know, taking away from Shabbos. It's not so pasha to do something that's machmir that's going to.
Right. Just like, in other words, we eat in regular. In other words, even the Suda HaMafsekis, so-called, is not a regular Suda HaMafsekis. Right? In other words, normally Suda HaMafsekis, there's an issa to eat Shnei Tavshilin. You can't eat Basar. You can't eat Shnei Tavshilin. But here, when we eat Shal Shudas, we can eat whatever we want.
Some people have a minute to have places, you know, for Shal Shudas because it's Shabbos.
Because it's Shabbos, yeah. So the simple pshat in the Tosefta is that the Chor everything should be mutter. That's the pasha pshat. But there were some in Hagim, as we saw, that there are more quotes to be machmer. Okay, so let's look now on page 17, Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Says the nagel shall all wimble be erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elach. So this is talking about a regular erev Tisha B'Av. That there's a minhag not to learn on erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ki im bidvarim hamutar b'Tisha B'Av. Okay, not to learn. Lachain im chal b'Shabbos. So the Ramah says if Tisha B'Av chal b'Shabbos and you're going to observe it on Sunday, ein omrim pirkei avos. So he says that people who normally learn Pirkei Avos, right? It's interesting. He speaks about Omrim. You know, people learn Pirkei Avos, or they zug Pirkei Avos. You know, some places they just say Pirkei Avos. What? Some of them learn, some of them zug. Yeah. Yeah. So the Ramah says you shouldn't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, even when Tisha B'Av is B'Shabbos. So according to the Ramah, no Daf Yomi Shir on if it's after Chatzos, unless it's a shear in the morning, according to Ramah. Yeah, but then it should be mutter on Tisha B'Av also. So no one matters Daf Yomi on Tisha B'Av, unless they're learning unless they're learning more cotton. Oh, so look at the Taz. The Taz has a kasha here. Look at the Taz now. Look at the Taz Beis on page 17. Nogu shalolumar harba yesh lilat mo'abze. He says, I don't understand. The main isser b'achil is bosav yayin. You're allowed to have bosav yayin. Now, bosav yayin is something you're not allowed to have on Erev Tisha B'Av at the Suda Mafsekas. You can't have bosav yayin. Yet on Shabbos, it's mutter bosav yayin. V'adra b'chov alav lechol bosav b'shvil kvod Shabbos. He says, so why should we be machmir in learning? By the fact that we're makel to eat basar v'yayin, so that shows that we don't have any restrictions of erev Tisha B'Av. So even if you want to say that an erev, because it's a chiddush that Erev Tisha B'Av is an issur of learning. That's not in the Gemara. There's an issur basav yayin at the Suda HaMafsekas. That's in the Gemara. But even that issur, the regular issur of Erev Tisha B'Av doesn't apply to basav yayin. So then how come we saying, well, you can't have your regular shear? So he says he doesn't understand that. Lama nachmer alav shalom yilmod mishum avelus. From Mishnah Lishna Shir Sharogel Bekach Beisahi. And he says, Vesu Tamali, Dakorm Betorah Bemincha, Afil Betisha B'Av, Amidi the Shaykh Yome, Kim Parshas Hatomid, and Mishnais the Korbanus, Kim the Gilim Lomer Bechol Yom, Vlami Yishtan, and Mishnais the Prokim Ashoyachim Loso Shabbos. He says, just like if you, the people who say korbanos by mincha, so they're going to say korbanos this mincha because it's part of the davening, right? So if Pirkei Avos is part of the davening also, then that should be mutter also. And he says it's two lines on the bottom. Matzasi kosu b'shem rashal shalomen achar chatzos b'chol erev Tisha B'Av v'iter lacherim lilmod. He says the mashal, he learned after Chatzos. That's, you know, the famous story with the Beis Halevi. He says, I have coolers. One of his coolers was he can learn an Erev Tisha B'Av. Yeah. So the Marshal says, it's mutter on every Erev Tisha B'Av. V'itir lachem l'mod, v'aminik shalonuk shakotz Ramah ha'pi minhagim. So the Ramah is from the minhagim. Who's the minhagim? Rav Isaac Tirna. Sarachim. He says, "V'nira la halomed b'Shabbos afilu achar chatzos lo hifsid tzcharo kein nira la nias daiti." So what's pshat in the Ramah then? Why is the Ramah so machmir? If we're makel gabe basav yayin, so why are we machmir in this? You hear the kasha. So who speaks about this kasha? If you take a look, the Bechor Shor. Take a look on page 26 for a second. They say for Tvor Shor. Bechor Shor, Tvor Shor, all the same. So he speaks about this tas. He tries, those the Taz's kasha is, you can eat Shal Shudas, Basav Yayin, and you can't eat that on a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, Basav Yayin. So then, how come the Ramah is prohibiting to learn after Chatzos? Maravshach, if you say that Shabbos is different for eating, then it should be different for learning too. So let's see what he says. Mashakosav Hataz. So he says, near lani is died the low kosher meat. The mashma b'Shabbos daf samach gimel. The oneg v'simcha lav chad milsavu. There's a difference between oneg and simcha. Oneg luchud v'simcha luchud. He said, oneg luchud and simcha luchud. L'chein achilas basar, the pasha to have a oneg. You eat, you have oneg. See, v'sasaneg badeshin. Also l'mnoah b'shabbos. Whereas at Shabbos, we cannot take away oneg Shabbos. So if we would say, you have to treat this like an irregular Erev Tisha B'Av, and you can't have basar v'yayin, even if we're, most people don't have basar v'yayin, you know, at Shalosh Shuras. But that would be, but to make an Isser, that would be a Meniyah of Oneg Shabbos. And that you can't do. To see if Karasa Shabbos Oneg. But he says, Lima Torah the Simchahu. But Lima Torah is Simcha. The Mikri Kemosh Kosim Samche Lev. For Lo Matzinu B'Shum Mokum the Mikri Oneg. Lo Tzlevinu B'Shabbos Ala Simcha. He says, Shabbos is not Simcha, it's only Oneg. In other words, no one says you have to learn on Shabbos as a kiyum of Oneg Shabbos. It's that the idea of learning on Shabbos is because since you have free time, so you're not working, so there's an inyan to learn on Shabbos, especially people who are going to work the rest of the week. So to say not to learn on Shabbos is not a bittul of Shabbos. Because we're just taking away Simcha, and Shabbos is not a Zman Simcha. Shabbos is a Zman Oneg. So therefore, we can't be Moneya anything that's Oneg, but we become Moneya things that are Simcha.
If you're parsing between the two, what happens to the Dvarim Shabbat Sinai? You apply the same story there?
One second. So the Dvarim Shabbat Sinai. Dvarim Shabbat Sinai. So therefore, in other words, if we're taking away Dvarim Shabbat Sinai according to the Ramah, so is that considered part of Oneg?
Well, it's not simple. It's not. It's got to be one or the other.
Or is that just a chova or a thing? You know, in other words, to be moneya tashmish amita. Is that considered being Monea Oneg Shabbos? So I guess he would say that there's not necessarily a chiyuv on Shabbos mishum Oneg Shabbos. In other words, it might be different reasons of having Tashmish Dafka B'Shabbos, or be Chabola, or be this, but maybe he would understand that that's not, but it was never said as a Mitzad Chiyuv Oneg Shabbos. There was, in fact, the same idea, just like Talmud Torah is, because people are more have more time, so the same thing over here. But not necessarily as Oneg Shabbos. That's the stomach how he would be learning. Oh, okay. Take a look for a second hand now that we have the page over on page 27. Here. He says not to do Pirkei Avos, right? The Ramah says. No Pirkei Avos here on the according to Ramah. The Taz thinks it's mutter. But the Ramah says that not to. What about Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum? To be Mavir Sedra. So different. I'm knowing to be Mavir Sedra the next week's Parsha in the afternoon on Shabbos. Like last week I did Dvarim. The Shaila is on this Shabbos, so after Zman Mincha. In other words, once it's already the time that you can have a Mincha, so then many poskim hold that you can already be Mavir Sedra for the next week because they're already holding by Kriyas HaTorah. Others say that you have to wait till Motzai Shabbos to be Mavir Sedra for the next week. But as Rabbi Badi pointed out, you could follow the Shita that already by in the afternoon. you can be Mavis Sedra for the next week. So the Shaila is...
Even though
I didn't hear the Kriya yet. Right, but it's the Zman of the Kriya. It's the Zman of the Kriya. Once it's 1:30 at this time of year, whatever the Zman is, it's already potentially you could read. So that's called that you're Mavis Sedra Imat Sibur. Because the Sibur is already holding by this Parsha. Because there are some minyanim that are already laning, like last Shabbos, they were laning Dvarim. So if you have an early minyan, they're already laning Dvarim, that's called Imat Sibur. So the Shaila is this Shabbos. Could you be Mavis Sedra? Or some people are late birds, and they're still catching up from last. I assume most people that he's talking about are the ones that are catching up from last week that weren't Mavis Sedra, and now it's Shabbos afternoon. And they still weren't being Mavir Sedra, so what's the come in, Isaac. Baruch Hashem. In Yerbu. Next week we'll have a shiur after Tisha for Wednesday. We'll still continue in Yoreh Shabbos. Next, who says you have such an oilum, so there's a shame, Kain Yerbu. Pirkei Avos. So this is a parish of the Mekor Chaim. That's the Baal Chavos Yoyer. It's printed as a separate sefer, and certain new Shulchan Aruchs have it in there also. So he says Pirkei Avos Mashenki Lisad Shnai Mikrovecha Targum Erev Shabbos Ches Av Mutter. So he says that what? That Shnayim Mikra is on Erev Tisha B'Av, he's Matir Shnayim Mikra. Because it's the Seder Hayom. See, Shnayim Mikra is a Chiv. It's a Chiv in the Gemara. You know what the Velt says? The Velt says Shnayim Mikra is what Simin Shulchan Aruch? Reish Pei Hei, because it's rough, it's a weak mitzvah, because a lot of people are not nizer in it, so it's a weak mitzvah, rough. So you have to, but it's a real chova. It's a real chova. So that's part of Seder Hayom. Pirkei Avos is not a chova. Pirkei Avos is just a minhag. In fact, the original minhag they brought down is to have Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos, and that's it. This idea that we go in the summer again and again and again till Rosh Hashanah, that's a later. There was the minhag originally was that it's a preparation for Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. It's a preparation for Shavuos. So that's it. But it's a minhag. So a minhag, even though you had a kviyas to do Pirkei Avos, so the Ramah says that you shouldn't do it on Erev Tisha B'Av, and even Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. But Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, that's a Chiv. That's a Chiv. You know, there's a sheet of the Rav Yoh. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said that a lot of people, even though it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought in the Beis Yosef, are somech in this Rav Yoh, even though it's not the Iker Halacha. And that is, the Rav Yoh says, the Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum was only said for people who are not going to hear Kriya Satorah and Shabbos. But if you're going to hear Kriya Satorah and Shabbos, then you don't have to do Shnai Mikra. So that's not brought, but that is a shita. So he says people are somewhat relying on that. It's a limud chus on the, but lemais and Shulchan Aruch, that shita is not brought down. But that's the difference between Pirkei Avos and Shnai Mikra Vechatar. That Pirkei Avos you shouldn't do. Again, according to the Taz, you could do either of these things because it should be no different than Bas of Yayin. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch here on page 20. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Okay, come in. Mutter likros kol seder hayom parshas hakorbanos Mishnah says El Makoman Midrash Rabbi Shmuel. And then Ramos says Umutu Lachzer Haparsha B'Tishabov. So what does that mean? So the Ramogan of Ram says in Zion, Lachzer Haparsha. Nearly the Hainu Chazan Hakorei Mutu Lo Lachzer Haparsha means the Balkorei. The Balkorei, he needs to prepare the laning. He can prepare the laning. Oh, my petition of Shachalias B'Shabbos, I feel Yochid Mutalach Zara Parsha. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. I'm not going to do the whole thing now, but take a look on page 25. There's also another halacha that look on page 21, right? Another halacha that people, like Rav Shechter pointed out, people aren't so nizer in this halacha about Tisha B'Av. Okay, you know what the halacha is? It says Avol Mutar Likras B'Iyov V'Kinos Dvar Marayim, all the things you can learn on Tisha B'Av, all the bad, you know, Iyov and Dvarim Roim Shabbi Yirmiyo Hilchas Avelus V'hani Mili Beino Levein Atzmo Aval Eino Lo Meidi Macherim. Because you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to teach on Tisha B'Av, even Dvarim HaMutarim, not to give a shir. El Heim Yoshvim V'nosim V'nosim B'halchos Avelus V'imtol M'shivim B'sof HaRof Who ain't a show of honey milk, shane, ram, etc. So that's an interesting thing because, you know, today, in this day and age, people, a lot of speeches, a lot of, you know, public presentations of. some maybe aren't Torah, some maybe just. Yeah. Right, Rav Soloveitchik used to speak the keynotes for many hours on the yeah. What? Well, yeah, no, that was the Shulchan Aruch here on page 21. Let's take a look for a second. Take a look on page 30 for a second of Sternbach for a second. He has a discussion here. So he wants to know how come the Shulchan Aruch never discussed Talmud Torah on the Shabbos. In other words, the whole discussion was Tisha B'Av Shabbos, whether Tashmish Shemitah is mutter. What about Talmud Torah? Why was he koveh the halacha l'gabe? So he writes, Hainu time the dvarim shebetzin anoyig neishlut moa al shulchan aruch shekova haidina gabe Tashmish Shemitah dafka v'chei muva b'rishonim ha'mamadashach yidvarim shebetzin anoyig ukedin Ovel b'Shabbos v'yontem, also calling him a Talmud Torah v'chitza, Ovel, like you asked. Why is he only speak about Tashmish Hamitah? So he says, and he is like Nira, there was a Yisoh Chadosh. I know. The Shani Tisha B'Av Yochid Am Sabal, the Yochid Shapir Kaim Alon, the Nog Dvarim Shabbatzina. He says like this, that the concept of Dvarim Shabbatzina, that annoying, they say somebody lost a relative. So he's keeping Shiva, right? So on Shabbos, there's no avelus b'Shabbos, but dvarim shebitzin on noeg. That means there's no tashrish hamita on Shabbos, and there's no limud haTorah on Shabbos. So he says that he thinks that the concept of dvarim shebitzin on noeg for avelus is only by a private avelus, because a person's noeg dvarim shebitzinah, so it's still b'tzinah. But Tisha B'Av is an avelus of the whole community. Avelus I'll call Yisrael. We name it Dvarim Shabbatzin and Noig, Velo Nilmot Klal, Beshabazu, and when Yonah Avelus, Tisha B'Av, Halom Minker Milsatuv, Avelus Bafaresin. In other words, he thinks, this is Chiddush, he thinks that the concept of Dvarim Shabbatzin on this Shabbos, if you want to, some say it's Mutter. That's the Mechaber, that's the Ramban. But even if you want to say it's Osir, he thinks it's only Lagabe Tashish Hamita, but not Lagabe learning. Because if you're going to stop everyone from learning, that's going to become a Farhesia. In other words, to stop everyone from Tashish Hamita, that's a private thing. So that's not going to, that's a public thing. But everyone, if you're going to stop everyone from learning, even though it's from Shabbat Sinna, but then that becomes a public thing. All the Shiurim are cancelled, all the things. So therefore, he says, "Okay, rak b'tashrish shamita to have a dvarim shabeino leveino feel kol beis Yisrael yinhagu iser lo minker klal." Okay, aim is them shum gam kedusha Shabbos. Kibul olam beis Yisrael lizar b'Shabbos zuk b'dvarim shabetzina. Val talmud Torah avshel kol yachid have a dvarim shabetzina b'Shabbos zuk im kol Yisrael yinhagu chen shalol mode el minyanei aveilus ein lecha aveilus b'farhesia de minker yosim izeh. Okay, lo kibalu atzveino osir el tashrish shamita. Ovad. That's what he wants to say. Except for the dinim of that it's an erev. Okay. Right. That's also before Hesia. Right. That's it. Yeah. That right.
The regular Tisha B'Av, right.
Okay, so this is the Machloikas HaPoskim in terms of Dvarim Shebitzin, in terms of Tashrish Hamita and Talmud Torah, and that's the shaila is what's the pshat in the Tosefta? Ein monim lo mimenu shum dover. So the Vilna Gaon says that the Tosefta means that there's no, you don't deprive yourself from anything in the Shabbos. And others disagree that says ein monim lo shum dover is only going on what? On the Suda. That the Suda, you can eat a full Suda. Because normally on Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't eat basar v'yayin at the Suda and Mafseka, so this Suda you can eat whatever you want. I mean, it seems that that's the simple pshat in the Tosefta, that it's going on the Suda, because that's what it's talking about till now. You could say that that the first part was about the Suda, and the second part is just Tam in general. But the Vilna Gaon thought that the pshat, in the, like the Ramban, the Vilna Gaon said that he thought that Tosefta is a raya to the Mechaber, that everything is mutter. Okay, Rabbi, I wish everyone a meaningful Tisha B'Av, and Bez Hashem, we should meet again next week. Yeah, we're going to start Gozes, the new Malacha in Hilchas Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos. Usually on a normal Erev Tisha B'Av.
Right, nothing.
Obviously, you don't have a
suit on the second.
Do anything?
Nothing. Right. Okay, Shkaya.